right, boys and girls, it is another edition of the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's Tuesday, September 17th. How are ya? It's Dave with a look back at all the best stuff from today's show. DLR was on JDB, S&D, David Lee Roth, about to shack up in Sin City for a residency, and we had all sorts of questions that he ducked, dodged, and diverted. He'd make a rather good politician when you think about it. Maybe he's running in 2020. He'd be a fine candidate. A golden toilet was stolen, and John tried to get to his point with that story. You'll find out what happened with that one. Before we hit the phones and heard from your troublemakers, what did your kid get in trouble with already this early in the school year? We found out. Song stories today focused on The Clash. Seinfeld is coming to Netflix, and there's a new product out there for you kale lovers. Find out about all that stuff and more right here, right now. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
David Lee Roth is checking in this morning.
Yeah.
That in itself should be interesting because I'm curious as to how many questions I will, A, get to ask, and how many questions that I ask he will actually answer.
Is he a bit loony?
He's very loony.
He's Captain Loony.
He's very,
really?
Very loony.
Yes.
Probably the best conversation I ever had with him was right after he gave up, fired from his radio show.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Right.
And I remember starting an interview off with, like, I don't come to your show and sing on stage. Why the hell are you doing what I do?
I think I remember seeing billboards for that outside of my grade school.
It's possible. It's possible.
What, for his radio show?
For his radio show.
Yeah.
When was that? Early 2000s?
Was it late 90s?
Okay.
Yeah, so, and it sucked big day. I mean, look, he's an entertaining guy, but there's a big difference between entertaining and trying to do this on the radio.
All right, let me ask you a question. Better radio host, David Lee Roth or Dee Snider?
Dee Snider, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
The fart jokes and everything.
Right.
Yeah, but Dee still has focus.
Bring back after this fart.
You need more than just personality. You need a little focus. Too.
Right. You know, Dave ran out. Dave was on the air for the better part of a year and ran out of things to say 3 days into the show.
Oh, my God.
Really? It really was that bad.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
There is a palace in England. It's really they like to call it a country home, but you know this building makes the building that Downton Abbey was in, right? That house, right? Makes it look like a shack, right?
Wow.
Right? It's Blenheim Palace. It's where Winston Churchill was born. Right? And last week, and again, do you remember when the guys stole all of the colonoscopy equipment from Leichhardt Hospital?
Yeah, definitely.
In broad daylight, they came in, they removed all the equipment. Everybody said, okay, yeah, I guess we're getting new stuff. And they literally walked out with
tens of thousands of dollars
worth of equipment. Well, it seems that in Blenheim Palace, long after Winston Churchill lived there, at some point in time, I think it was like 2016, an Italian artist named Marzio Catalan installed a solid gold, 18-karat gold toilet in the palace.
I do remember this. Didn't he throw shade at America with it?
Yeah. Right? He called it America.
Okay.
Ouch.
Yeah,
right? You know. But someone came in late last week and stole it.
It was the Americans.
How the hell do you get out of a building with a solid gold? It's had away a
this
ton.
This is like a plot device from Austin Powers or something. You know?
Well, the question is how much staff are working there, because I'm looking at a photo of this thing, and it is massive.
Yeah. Oh, it's huge.
You need a crew.
No, I'm
talking about the palace.
There's somebody in almost every room. Because, you know, when you go into the rooms, things are roped off. You can't go, you know, touching stuff.
Oh, is it like a museum now? It's not.
Yeah. All right. There is a family does live there, right? You know, but they live in a small part of the house. Right? It's some duke.
It's enormous.
Yeah. Oh, it's gigantic. Wow. As a matter of fact, if you look at it, you find enough shots of it, you'll notice you've seen it in dozens of movies. It's used all the time. They have sheep on the front lawn. They don't even have to hire gardeners. The sheep
awesome.
Just keep the lawn clean. All right. You know, but I mean, just the idea. I don't know. I mean, is that really where you want to put your money? You know,
in a toilet. Is there a market to resell it?
I don't know.
Hopefully.
You got to get somebody like William Devane come on TV, you know, tell you like, you know, some sort of thing about how you can invest in this stuff. It would take nothing at all for that to happen.
Right? the setup. Ding!
I'm just going to go to song now.
The John DiBella Podcast.
No, 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 no.
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9.
No.
MGK.
Now, school years, well, we're about 2.5 weeks into school year. Started like Labor Day week. Right?
Week before Labor Day.
I'm not even sure how the relationship chain works here. My cousin's daughter's child. Okay.
Third?
There we go. Third?
So, sounds about right. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
There's some blood in there.
First cousin, second, two times removed.
Okay. All right. What? All right. There's one. There's one. All right. His name is Rocco.
Okay.
And Rocco is a handful. And I'm curious about this with everybody out there. All right. Rocco at school, first week of school. Right? Or actually, it was last Friday, so second week of school. Okay. Right. In one day, bit a kid.
Oh, my God.
Then dropped an F-bomb.
Oh, boy.
Right. And his finishing move, he shows another kid his hootie-hoo. Right,
oh,
out in the playground.
Man. All right,
the trifecta.
That's first grade.
Oh boy,
okay. First grade.
They're gonna say 17.
Okay, all right. That's all before 1 o'clock.
Wow.
Then in the afternoon, he mooned the class and pulled the fire alarm. All right. My cousin, that she's in for such crap.
Yeah, that's
it. Sounds like something a Rocco would do.
All right, it sounds like something Steven's going to do, to tell you the truth.
Maybe.
I think Steven's going to take it.
Is Rocco a redhead?
In more than name.
Is Rocco an only child?
Right now, yes.
Wow. So I wonder where he learned that from.
They live in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah,
okay,
right.
There you go. That's
damn
it. They learned it from the family. All right. You know, but I'm sort of curious with school, like, you know, 2 weeks in. Whose kid is already in trouble at school?
Oh,
whose kid has already caused a problem? All right, you know, and more than likely we'll see this more with, like, you know, grade school or you know, middle school, high school kids. Could happen with college kids too.
Sure.
But I would love to know. Call us here in the studio 215-263-WMGK. Who's in trouble? All right, just give us a call. Whatever it is they might have done, maybe they've already been suspended for a day in the dean's office. What happened with your kid? Good morning, Stacy. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am damn fine. So how did your kid already get in trouble this year?
He was leaving class, and the teacher was asking all the students what they learned today in that class. And she said, I didn't learn anything. And she said, my mom told me never to lie.
All right. And what did the teacher do?
The teacher made her wait outside for her for after all the kids left and then forgot about her, and she was late to her next class.
Well, I guess they're even.
Right? Yep.
So whatever it is, call us here in the studio. How did your kid, what was the first thing that your kid got in trouble for in school? 215-263-WMGK.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories is being brought to us by Horizon Services. Emergency appointments available at horizonservices.com. If you have an original vinyl copy of The Clash's London Calling, there's no mention anywhere on that album that Train in Vain exists. It was a bonus track that they threw on, and no one ever really explained it. Well, right now, Mick Jones from the band will finally explain it.
We did it last, the very last song of the LP, and we have this weekly music paper, the NME, at home, and it was originally going to go out on that, but when it turned out, we said we're not going to give it away because it's really good. The album artwork was already gone to press, so we put the record on, but it wasn't mentioned on the record, and then it just sort of came out, and then it was like a big success.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Wow!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
The question at hand is, you know, we're a couple of weeks into the school year, and maybe it happened to you years ago. Maybe you were just already a couple of weeks into the school year, and your kid immediately got into trouble. Although nothing like my cousin's daughter's child. That's such a strange knot. I just refer to it as my cousin.
It
was my cousin. All right, that, you know, showed up at school, and in one day, let me get the list again. And in one day, Rocco, right, little Rocky, dropped an F-bomb, bit a kid, dropped an F-bomb, showed his hootie-hoo in the playground, and then that afternoon, he wasn't done, mooned the class, and then pulled the fire alarm. Wow. This is a first grader. This is a first grader.
Yeah, that's a problem.
All right. So a couple of years into the school year, a couple of weeks into the school year, what has your kid already gotten in trouble for? And maybe it's now, or maybe it was sometime in the past, but when it happened early in the school year, we'd love to hear about it. 215-263-WMGK. How is your kid already in trouble at school? You know, we're only a couple of weeks into the school year, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, it's happening. It's happening all over. Or maybe it was in their first few weeks of some school year. Whatever it might be, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. We've got Tony on the line. Okay, Tony, what about yourself? What happened to the kid the first couple of weeks at school?
Well, I got a phone call from the principal that he was accused of pulling a trach out of a kid's neck.
What?
How old was
he? Patrick Swayze?
You beat me
he was it. In fifth grade.
Fifth grade?
Fifth grade?
Yep. Your fifth grader attempted murder today, sir.
No, he didn't attempt nothing. It was all fab story.
So what actually happened then?
The kid kept pushing him and punching him. He just turned around and punched the kid. So next thing you know, the kid said he'd pulled his trach out of him.
Do we know why the kid had a trach in fifth grade?
No, I don't know. Didn't ask. Didn't care.
You had a 3-pack-a-day habit in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Hiya, Donna.
Yeah.
So, Donna's got such a welcoming voice.
Yeah.
I know. I do.
Donna, all right, how did your kid already get in trouble in school?
I got a call from his homeroom teacher for incessant humming.
Incessant humming?
Humming. Yes, he's humming.
What's he humming? Like the latest Ariana Grande?
I like, what are you humming? I don't know. Yeah.
Ooh, that's annoying.
I know.
Did he get into, beyond the phone call, was he in any other trouble for humming?
No, not for the humming, but in first grade, he got suspended for getting the whole class to chant, "You're teaching junk." Yeah.
I would kill for that audio.
Yeah, you're teaching junk. The whole class was chanting it.
Uh-huh. Hey, Don. Oh, look at it. From Donna to Don. All right, Don, so why is your kid in trouble? How'd they get in trouble so soon in the school year?
He was taking algebra, and he was able to do the problems in his head, and the teacher told him, said, "No, I've got to see your work." And he said, "Well, not all of us are that slow that we need to write it down."
Oh, boy.
How old was he, Don?
Was he 13, I think?
Wow. Okay, all right. So, yeah, and he's like a freshman in high school.
He got a week of in-school suspension over that one.
Nice.
Okay, Steve, so how'd your kid get in trouble at school already?
Well, my daughter was in preschool, and they had a substitute teacher one day. And I guess her and another little girl were climbing around when they had picnic tables. And the teacher yelled at her, and this other girl. So she got down off the picnic table and walked up to her and pointed up at her and said, "If my dad was here, he'd straighten you out."
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. All right. So what was the outcome of this?
Well, I had to go in for a meeting with the principal, and he said, he started telling me his story, and he said that, you know, like, he's acting like this is serious. He's like, what do you think we ought to do about it? And then it took everything I had not to laugh at him, you know. I guess, cause, you know,
it's a preschooler. What kind of damage could he do?
Yeah, and it was, you know, it was kind of funny. At least she was sticking up for herself, but, you know, I guess she was trying to tell him that she wasn't going to talk to her that way. I don't know.
Well, she found a way to express it.
Yeah, she did.
She looks up to her dad. I think it's a nice story.
Have a great morning.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
We told you about this the other day, and now I'm going to talk to the man about it himself, David Lee Roth. He's doing a residency at the House of Blues in Las Vegas. It begins in January, and he is on the phone right now. Good morning, David.
John, how have you been?
I have been damn fine, and I am happy to hear your voice once again, sir.
Oh, wait till you hear it 25 times in a row with every single song you know. I didn't realize that I had that meant. I got more hits than John Wick, John.
That's questionable. That's a lot of hits.
Usually, you only need 5 songs to get for Vegas. Let's do the Tom Jones trick. You got What's New Pussycat, She's a Lady, Delilah, come on, whatever the other one is in Thunderbolt. play the game once we hang up. With Van Halen, classics, and so forth, we got 20, 26 songs in a row that you've heard in every kind of movie. I am a part of the fabric of American history here in a lot of different... I did not realize that. Uh-huh. But when you come to Vegas, it's the best place possible on Earth to see it and hear it. Best place. I don't care if you're Journey or Aerosmith or you're from Gaga or Bruno. Man, you've tuned that sound night after night. You've tuned up those lights, the staging. Your singers aren't burned out. They just come downstairs and you can kill it. I'm not making any effort to replicate what Van Halen's been doing on stage for all these summers. That's 1, 2, 3 instruments and sing. Here I start with 3 guitars, and it sounds like the inside of your pickup on your way to work. If you've been hearing it on a reasonable sound system, that's where it starts.
Are you going to get some of David Lee Roth's Song and Dance Man in this as well?
No.
No, really?
Oh, no. I'm the face of Van Halen now. And I don't know what's up with Eddie, but we take it very seriously, same way you do.
So does that mean we're not going to get Just a Gigolo?
Oh, you'll get Just a Gigolo. But it's played with what the Cuban bands call sharp. We box for money, not for fun.
Okay.
If you guys out in that audience have a hell of a time, we're on stage to work it.
With Van Halen, there has been some discord over the year. Has that discord always been there, even from the get-go?
It started at the first party. There was always a wild bitterness between Ed, myself. I've always had an empathic. I'm the son of a doctor. And there's always an approach like Miles Davis or Coltrane where it's about, look what I can do. And it contrasts perfectly with somebody who has spent his life in a corner somewhere perfecting scales and solos. That's the life of a musician. You've got to have that balance. And it always comes in a balanced pair in our kind of rock.
All the time that you were with Van Halen, is the band relationship more like a couple that stays together just for the kids?
No. The band comes together to slug it out, self-express, try and reach out and engage with individuals. My mission when I get out on the road is to sing the songs I wrote, engage the individuals who love and feel those songs, and try and bring as much emotional content to it, including in between the songs. Now, my mom's a wise ass. Part of me came from Dad. The No Screwing Around crew came from Mom. Mom don't fool around.
Okay.
And she always said, I like you better in between the songs. I said, because of what I say? She said, no, because you're not singing.
Oh, I love your mom already.
Oh, yeah. She says it without a smile. My sister's 53. She says, I can't take it anymore. I feel like freaking on Golden Pond. And she's 85. She thinks I'm Jimi Hendrix sometimes.
David Lee Roth, the residency at the House of Blues Las Vegas begins in January. DLR, it is always a pleasure. I hope I can see you when I get out there.
Oh, absolutely. We'll do a shot and the victory dance. Fellas, to Philadelphia, all of you listening in, see you there soon. Vegas, baby!
Talking to David Lee Roth is like talking to the intelligible Ozzy Osbourne.
I'm not sure he actually answered anything.
Right. I know. No matter what I ask him. And I knew that's what we were going to walk into.
He just said words.
Right.
Yeah. And we can all understand why his radio show lasted, what, 4 months now?
Well, yeah, about that.
He's
about
got an
that.
Odd cadence.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
very
well,
much.
It's that California cadence that
just
he
like
has.
You.
Right, so, but our thanks to him checking in, and maybe come January we can send somebody out to Vegas to see that David Lee Roth show.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
We're about to hand out a whole bunch of money, $1,000 coming up for grabs with Cash Grab Fever. That's $5,000 a day, $25,000 a week, which is nothing in compared to what Netflix just did.
All right.
They lost The Office. They lost Friends.
Sure.
All right. Right. So they went out and they're looking for another deal. They just acquired the worldwide rights to Seinfeld.
Oh wow.
All right. A 5-year deal. How much did they pay?
Oh boy.
$650 million. That's a good guess. I was going to say about $100 million each year. So.
All right. Right. Yeah. Just a little over $500 million.
Wow.
Dollars. $500 million.
My God.
Man. And we've all seen the shows already. Come on.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you,
start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
Unfortunately, I believe I'm going to have to blame vegans for this.
Okay.
All right. You know, and again, it's, you know, it's always one bad vegan spoils it for everyone else. What it is, kale flavored candy canes. Are coming out for Christmas.
I actually almost said, get the F out of here.
Kale-flavored candy canes. Right? You can, if you want them for yourself, and all the kids will just love them, McPhee.com is where you can get these. Why? There's no, you know, and I can even understand kale chips. If you had kale chips.
Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's like eating straw. You know, it has some sort of Spanish flavor on it.
Yeah, you know, burn more calories chewing than.
Can you, here you go. All right, my example of kale flavored candy canes at Christmas.
Oh, God, why didn't anybody tell me? Oh, my God, my insides are on fire!
Just like that.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sing.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.